I know y'all can't get over us. That's my favorite. Y'all can't get over us. I can dig that.
That's Frankie.
Yes, yes, y'all. We got our main guy, Chris Gardner from the Houston Roundball, coming to the barbershop. He's going to show us his interview with Steve Curry. Y'all ready for this one?
Oh, I'm always ready. I'm not playing. I'm always ready.
We got Steve. We're going to do Steve Curry interview.
Clay and Andre, any updates for us?
I believe Clay will play. We're still looking at a question about we've got to see how he's going to be. And Andre can make incremental progress. And we'll see. Game time decision. He needs more treatment and probably warm up time. We'll see what happens.
Is he able to fully participate in Shira?
He played it.
Steve, how much of the game four loss? There's obviously a lot of things going on in a loss like that, but how much do you attribute to just Kevin not making shots that he's kind of made all the series before that?
No, I don't attribute it to that. Kevin and Steph play, they're obviously capable of saving the game with shot making, but we didn't work to get good shots. Our shots were not good ones, and so we're not getting good shots. I can't point to shot making as a reason we lost. I point to.
Hey, Chris. Now listen, that was obvious a couple of days, 3 or 4 days ago, and you made a prediction. I remember you said that they were going to win Game 4. They didn't win Game 4.
Oh,
they won
Game 3.
Game 4 and Game 5. So, with that being said, we're going to the 7th game, right?
Right.
How's it look, homie?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, I don't expect Chris Paul to play. They're kind of holding out hope that he will, but I think it's very unlikely that he will play Monday night for Game 7. So the Rockets are going to have to find a way to cut down on those turnovers and find somebody else to take up the slack and score some points. They did well for a half, and then the third quarter last night, they just couldn't get it done, couldn't make shots, couldn't stop the Warriors, and gave the ball away, and then the fourth quarter was even worse than the third quarter.
Play woke up.
9 points.
Now, let's switch gears right quick, okay? I'm going to come back to you soon, but let's switch gears to Game 7 tonight with LeBron Braun versus Boston, okay? Because before we kind of came on the air, the barbershop, we're chopping up the fact that, you know, like, okay, say Boston wins, right? Let's say if they do win. They say that they're going to be scary next year. Yeah. Kyrie Irving comes back and the Gordon Hayward comes back, kid comes back. What are your thoughts on that?
They should be, you know, on paper, get those guys healthy and playing. But, you know, that's next year. Who to say that they don't get hurt again, or Jaylen Brown gets hurt next year, or Tatum gets hurt next year? The older I've gotten, the less I look in the future about what if stuff. I'm just trying to deal day to day. You know,
that makes sense though, Chris. Especially in sports, man.
Right.
So what do you see going tonight in terms of Boston and Cleveland?
Well, with Kevin Love out
because
of the concussion, you'll see more Jeff.
Him and Jason Tatum bumped heads. Concussion protocol. He was done.
He was done after.
He's got concussed.
But he seems so fragile to me. What?
Every year,
he got a concussion. He got knocked out.
I ain't saying that, Joe. But he just seems fragile to me. Man.
Every year,
Kevin Love seems like
Kevin Love last year.
Something's always wrong with that guy. He got mental illness for 2 weeks. I don't know, man. No, I'm not saying that. 2 weeks he was spazzing out because he was seeing two people. I don't know.
Concussion.
So what's up, Chris?
I mean, this is probably his third concussion. So, you know, the more you have, you know, the better chance, the higher chance you have him again. So, yeah.
So
we'll see if Jeff Green or Larry Nance Jr. can, you know, fill in that void for him. But Boston's playing at home. They played well. You know, great.
Garden.
Yeah. In the Garden.
Boston at home.
But see, this is the power of LeBron James. You ask Celtic fans, who you got tonight? Well, I don't know. LeBron has another great game. I don't know. That's the power of LeBron James. That you got Celtic fans having doubt. We're playing at home, but LeBron go off. You know, I don't know. So I picked the
power of LeBron. If anybody steps up for Cleveland, and I mean almost anybody, Green, you know, Larry Nance,
Corver,
George Hill,
anybody steps up, Cleveland is a different team.
Right. That's it. But
honestly, though, I think Boston is the better team, even though Cleveland is a different team. I just think Boston got more horses and more depth to deal with now. I'll give LeBron 40. I'm going to give you 40.
Give him 50.
I'll give you 50. But the other guys, I cannot let you get anything, basically, in terms of regarding you. Because first of all, this is how you know LeBron's in the zone. When he makes shots with his eyes closed, I'm like, dude, your eyes is closed.
No, I'm serious.
He made a shot the other day, Jalen. He literally flew it up like I used to do back in the day. I used to do that, and I never made it with my eyes closed. He made a shot with his eyes closed. Then he came down and made some left-handed shot, like, over his... And I'm like, okay, we got you. We know you're going to get 40.
Yeah, but for me, his passing game is even more detrimental.
Looks like magic.
Man, that gives him glow and pick and roll, and guys coming wide open to the basket, man.
Now let's talk about, though, the thing with the Cavs is if LeBron scores 50, the rest of them can't score 8 points and expect to win.
Agreed.
Because, Chris, I think what happens sometimes, too, is they rely too much on LeBron. I'm going to give you an example. Steve Kerr was giving Kevin Durant the business the other day, which is really deep. He said, yo, check this out. I play with Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan trusts his teammates. He didn't give me the ball with 3 seconds left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Steve Kerr looked at Durant looked at him and tried to walk. He said, no, walk away. Come back. He said, listen, because you have to trust your teammates. In other words, give it to them quicker in the offense or the time clock. So if you do that, and Steve Kerr, because he made shots, and not only that, there were times he didn't miss. When he missed, when Michael Jordan said, if you ask Mr. Guest, excuse me, we're at the barbershop, you ain't getting the ball again.
Right.
He told them, they said, if you miss again, you're not getting the ball again.
Right.
So LeBron has got to, for me, trust his teammates a little bit more.
But if you look at, like, his cast now, he traded away all those veterans who had been there to get a bunch of bench players.
That's the old team, man. He was playing with a bunch of bench players. Dwayne Wade, he
okay, but, like, you got rid of
D-Rose, he ain't starting in Minnesota.
Who is it?
He traded the bench players for promising young players.
Yeah, but these guys are undeveloped.
High energy.
Yeah. So what's Boston's excuse?
They ain't got one. They're up and coming. But LeBron should have an excuse. LeBron is the MVP candidate. Do your thing. But should LeBron trust the team? What I'm saying, the games that they've won, he's gotten the ball to people and they scored.
But the thing is, like, at the end of the game, he's got like 52, and all of them got 10, 11 points. And then combined, you got Kevin Love and who's the other one? The other Korver, who got 12 points combined. Like,
hold up. And by the way, Carmelo was mad because everybody said Carl Korver is better than Carmelo.
Oh, yeah.
And he's having a significant.
No, you know they're trying to send him to the bench.
So we need to be on the bench. If Carmelo comes off the bench with the second pound, Oklahoma City might have won a little something. Hey, Chris, so go on, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I need your predictions for the next two games. We'll be right back. 1280 Rochester. I just hope Cleveland don't get distracted on their way. So, Kevin, what are you going to ask my man Chris in this prediction?
I mean, the reality is it's going to be the Warriors, but the bottom line is whoever is there to play, man. So it could be anything.
So you're saying the Warriors is going to beat Houston. You didn't give Houston a chance.
I'm saying it's going to be the Warriors. and as far as Boston and Cleveland concerned, it's a toss-up, man, because the reality is this. Forget injuries. Forget all that other stuff. You got to go with the players that you have. That's it.
Okay.
If Kevin Love can't play, he can't play. If, you know, somebody else don't step up, then they don't step up. That's just the brutality of the reality of the business. You got to go with the guys that you got. But if I have to go with somebody and have to pick somebody, I would probably take LeBron because LeBron can actually control the game.
All right, now Chris, give me your prediction, brother. Houston round ball.
Oh, well, yeah, before both series started, I had Cavs in seven and Warriors in seven, so okay. I'm not going to change.
All right. At least you ain't Stephen A. Fake. I like that.
Not at all.
I like that.
Shannon Sharp is better than Stephen A. Smith.
Well, Shannon Sharp is very, very good.
Well, I'm going with Cleveland. And
but you're from Cleveland.
From Cleveland. I have a close connection to Cleveland, but I think Houston may pull this thing out.
Okay. What about you?
For the fourth year in a row, y'all, it's going to be the Golden State Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. It'll go four games. Golden State.
Okie dokie. What do you say,
James? Man, I think it's foregone conclusion. Warriors definitely going to get that in seven. However, the Celtics, I feel like LeBron not trying to lose another finals, man. TD Garden, I got to go with the Celtics.
Oh, okay. What about you, Jay? Rooped up?
I'm going to go with, I got Boston and the Warriors.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to get my prediction. I kind of think Cleveland ain't going to win. I don't think they're going to win. I think Boston's going to beat it. But then I'm not going to be surprised they do because, like Jalen said, the new Knick coach is who?
Fizdale, Coach Fizdale.
And Fizdale and LeBron are buddies?
Yeah.
They won championship together.
Okay, so if Fizdale talks LeBron into going to New York, I'm a Brown fan. I'm a homer. Listen, Kevin, he's going to say LeBron. If you want to cement your career,
if you want
to be better than MJ, if they want to talk about you more than
Coach,
let me finish.
Know who's the Knicks.
I'm not saying all that.
Statue,
but I'm telling you, if you want the statue, LeBron, if you want it, you win. All you got to do is win a damn Eastern Conference championship in New York. You ain't got to win the whole thing.
We know who the Knicks fan is.
Well, heck, I mean, come on.
We're all New Yorkers.
Come on, man. Come on.
That's called basketball.
Hey, Chris, man, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
My pleasure. Y'all take care.
All right, man.